Police think it was murder. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Police near Tulsa, Oklahoma say eight people were found dead after firefighters put out a house fire in the suburb of Broken Arrow.
This is a shock to Broken Arrow. It's a safe city.
Police spokesman Ethan Hutchins.
Early indications, according to officers on scene, confirm that they are investigating a homicide.
As of now, we do not know what caused the fire, who was inside, their ages, or if there were any survivors. Police are unable to talk about suspects or if there's any suspect at all.
John Abisas with Fox 23 Tulsa. Police don't believe the public is in any immediate danger. Elon Musk agrees to the $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. Just before completing the buyout, he canned the CEO, the CFO, and general counsel. Musk says he is buying the social media company to help humanity and insists it should not become a free-for-all hellscape. A judge must still approve the deal, which may happen Friday. People in a condo tower in Miami Beach are forced to quickly find another place to stay.
Miami Beach officials ordered residents of the oceanfront Port Royal condominium to evacuate immediately after engineers discovered excessive movement of a structural beam in the parking garage. The firm Inspection Engineers, Inc., in a letter to the city, recommended shoring up damaged portions of the concrete beam and said it's working with a shoring expert to obtain the necessary permit.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. In 2021, structural problems caused a nearby condo to collapse, killing 98 people. President Biden visited Syracuse, New York Thursday to celebrate the planned construction of a chip factory.
My objective is to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. An economy that rewards work, not just wealth. An economy that works for everyone.
And the visit coming just weeks before the midterm elections. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Russia says it could target U.S. commercial satellites if they're used to help Ukraine. Elon Musk's Starlink system was not named, but it has been critical in supporting Ukraine's military. A federal health agency backs an argument for letting kids play video games for extended times.
A new study promoted by the National Institutes of Health of more than 2,000 kids ages 9 and 10 showed that those who played video games at least 21 hours out of the week did better controlling impulsive behavior and memorizing information better than non-gamers. The University of Vermont's Department of Psychiatry observed more brain activity in regions associated with attention and memory. They also marked gaming as the differentiating factor, ruling out gender, income, and video viewing. The researchers could not figure out if those who had that brain activity sought out video games, or if the games improved those areas, or if the types of games played a role. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
The Big Apple wants to take a bite out of its rat population.
Far below the bright lights of Times Square lurks a far less celebrated symbol of New York, the rats. The city has had more than 21,000 rodent complaints so far this year. That's a sharp increase over just a few years ago and a possible indicator of an exploding population. The New York City Council is now debating what they call a rat action plan. It would further restrict trash collection times and create so-called rat mitigation zones across the city. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A school in Maine will be closed Friday after an outbreak of COVID. The Portland Press Herald reports Cape Elizabeth High School will close so that the custodial staff can carry out a deep cleaning of the building. The school board voted last night against a mask mandate, but highly recommended wearing them in schools deemed to be in an outbreak. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.